Good afternoon. My name is Gabriel Molnar. This show is called Bird Brained. We have a new hour, 2 p.m. on Mondays. If this is your first time, welcome. If this is not your first time, also welcome. It is a lovely Monday afternoon here in Medford. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You know the drill. Happy Valentine's Day, you all. It's the 14th. I unfortunately do not have a Valentine today, but that's okay because there's still a lot of love going around. And, you know, we're still sharing love with everyone. And that's kind of the goal of today's episode, or I guess hour of Bird Brained. I'm going to be playing only love songs. Some of them are yearning love songs. Some of them are passionate love songs. Some of them not so passionate love songs. It'll be good. We'll spread the love. Have a good time. So to start off, we're going with a classic. This one was recommended to me by my grandmother, Dr. Ann Parker. It's called My Funny Valentine by Chet Baker. I hope that you all enjoy.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Each day is Valentine's
Chet Baker, My Funny Valentine. A little bit sad, but you know, there's a gem of hope in there. He's talking about his Valentine, who he loves despite their imperfection. If you want to look for that message, that's what I did. I think it's kind of nice. It's kind of cute. And there's also a nice little every day is Valentine. So every day is Valentine. So even though today is designated as the Valentine's Day, shout out St. Valentine. It's a nice little reminder to spread love every day. So yeah. Next up, we're going to be listening to This Guy's in Love with You by Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. It's a little bit more up-tempo, a little bit more actually lovey-dovey. Hope you love it. I might just say that for every song, just hope you love it, because it's Valentine's Day. Here we go.
This guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I when you smile, I can tell we know each other very well. How can I show you? I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love. And what I do to make you mine, tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know. My hands are shaking.
I'll be walking around with that stuck in my head for the rest of the day. I love brass. Brass just sounds so good. It's a lovely song. This guy's in love with you. You know, for the ladies out there, I hope some guy's in love with you. You know, if all's right in the world, you're in love with them too. You know, I thought making this episode would be hard. Like, I was like, oh, I'll look for love songs. And then once you start looking for love songs, you realize that, like, every song is realistically a love song, or it's just horribly sad. Like, you either, the dichotomy of music is either love songs or just, like, I don't know, like, bad stuff. Like, just not happy things. Like, if it's not a love song, it's like a lost love song, or like a I'm really sad song. And those songs, you know, sometimes that's what you need. If you're also feeling sad, or you just think it sounds cool, but you know, I think I'm happy sticking to the love songs. So that was "This Guy's in Love with You" by Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. Next up, we got a lover and a fighter, Bob Marley. This song's actually about waiting for love. So we're doing the whole spectrum of love today. We're being in love, waiting for love, wanting love, not getting love, then getting love, and really loving love. It's just a whole lot of love. This next song is Waiting in Vain by Bob Marley and the Wailers. Hope you love it. I think we can all agree with Bob Marley and the Wailers. Waiting sucks. I hate waiting. Why would you... I guess waiting's kind of necessary. It's like delayed gratification. It's like the marshmallow thing that they did with little kids. Where they, like, gave them two marshmallows. Anyways. Waiting in Vain. Bob Marley and the Wailers. Bob Marley and the Wailers. Let's see. Who do I love? I love a lot of things. I love a lot of people. Who do I love in relation to that song? You know... One of the best times I've had listening to that song was in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, which is kind of a weird place to listen to a song, if you think about it. You know, you don't often find yourself in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. But, you know, it was this one specific day in 2018. I was in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And I was with my dad. And we were just hanging out. We were on a boat, actually. And we were playing music. And one of the songs that came on was Waiting in Vain. So, love my dad, Peter Molnar. If he's listening, love you, Dad. He's a pretty cool guy. What do I love about my dad? He's really even. He's level-headed. Just a lovely thing. Yeah, something I love about my dad. You know, if you have a dad, which, you know, I hope most of you have dads out there. You know, maybe think about something that you loved about your dad or love about your dad. You know, just in the effort to spread love. This next song. So that was about waiting in vain for love. This next song is Love at First Sight. How exciting. I really wish I have an experience sometime in my life where I can believe in love at first sight. It hasn't come yet. I haven't fallen in love at first sight, unfortunately. But, you know, give me time. I'm only 19. So, you know, in the future, maybe I'll be walking around Tufts later today. Fall in love with somebody. Fall in love with someone every day. Anyways, this next song is called The Girl from Ipanema. Is off an album that I love. It's by Stan Getz and Joao Gilberto. It actually might be my favorite album right now. It's quite good. If you haven't listened to Bossa Nova, I recommend that you give it a listen because it is a fantastically groovy and fun genre to listen to. But without further ado, The Girl from Ipanema.
The girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. Oh, but he watched her so sad.
Girl from Ipanema. I wonder what she looked like. I'm sure she was lovely. As the song says. I guess that's kind of cheating. Girl from Ipanema. Love at first sight. You know, a moment I wish to have. A moment maybe you've had. If you're lucky. You know, I feel like everyone falls in love with someone every day. Like not on the global scale, like on the personal level, you know? Like, I think, well, maybe not every day, but I think there's a lot of falling in love that happens. You know, maybe you make eye contact with someone on the bus or the T or something, or at a coffee shop, and there's a moment that you two share. Maybe you just really, this isn't romantic love, of course, but maybe you just really enjoyed something that your professor said, and you fall in love with that idea for a moment, and you hold on to it, and you think about it later. I don't know. I think we need to expand our use of love. I think there's a lot of love out there. All right, I need to shut up about love. Anyways, Girl from Ipanema, Love at First Sight. Next, we're going to be doing The Heights of Love, the absolute peaks, when you're just really, really deep into it, and you feel untouchable, you feel like you're above it all. This song is Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Frank Sinatra said it, I'll say it too. I love you. If you're listening, if you're out there, maybe you hate this show and the songs that I'm playing, and maybe you won't ever listen on Mondays at 2 again, but you know what? That's okay. I still love you. You're listening. You're hearing my voice, which is pretty cool, pretty wild if you think about it, that they actually they let me have a show. I'm just kidding. But, you know, I love you. Frank Sinatra loves you too. Fly me to the moon. Who do I connect with that song? That song I listened to a lot with one of my best friends from home, Jesse Cool. Love that kid. He's one of the smartest, most driven people I know, and that's what I love about him. Makes me be a better person. You know, maybe that's what I'll do today. Since I don't have anyone I romantically love, I'll just tell all my friends that I love them. Because that's what Valentine's Day is for, I guess. Speaking of friends, this next song was recommended to me by one of my good friends now, Mr. Wesley Jansen. It's called Something by the Beatles. Hope you enjoy.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something
Something in the way she moves. You know, this is also, I've never been in love, just as a preface. But, you know, there are a lot of things to love about anybody, you know? The way that they move, the way that they talk, the way that they think, you know, the way that they care for other people. And one of the people that I love most is my mom. I love my mom. I already said I love my dad, but, you know, I love my mom equally as much as I love my dad. And my mom is one of the most caring, thoughtful, emotionally in touch people. It's just something in the way that she moves with around other people, in the way that she kind of considers what they need without even asking, and kind of suits herself to that. And she's a great role model in that way. So, you know, maybe you want to think about something you love about your mom. If you're in touch with them, which I hope you are, then maybe give them a shout. Give them a text, give them a call. If they're next to you, give them a hug, maybe a kiss on the cheek. Tell them that they're loved. Tell them that you love them. So, love you, Mom. All right, we're going to keep it going with the Beatles, just because the Beatles are such a great band, and they were very much the start of the 1960s kind of movement of love and music. I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. A little bit more up-tempo, a little bit more passionate. This is kind of a crushing love, you know? It's not crushing, not in a bad way, not in like heavy, like not in like your obligations are crushing, which, you know, I'm currently ignoring them, but that's okay. But you know, crushing in, as in, I guess it's kind of similar to love at first sight, but it's kind of a puppy love. It's kind of a innocent fun. You just want to spend time with that person. You're not sure why. You like making slightly awkward and fleeting eye contact with them across the classroom, or what, and you know, however you express your crushes. Maybe on Snapchat. I know that's what we do now. But yeah, I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles.
Such a feeling that my love, I can hide. Yeah, you got that something, I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand. It's such a feeling that my love, I can hide. Yeah, you got that something, I think you understand. When I feel that something, I wanna hold your hand.
All right, next up we have a song recommendation from the woman herself, my mother. It's Jessica Parker. Go check her out on Instagram at JessPots. She makes some pretty cool ceramics. She's getting back in the studio. It's something that she loves. You know, it's interesting. We use love in so many different ways. We use it kind of, I guess, more than anything, it's a term of dedication, you know? Like, if you love something, you're dedicated to it in a way. You're tied to it. And you do it for yourself. So, you know, you could love... Well, actually, you know, why am I trying to define love on air? I've never been in love. What am I doing? So, anyways, this next song, it's by Prince. It's called "I Would Die for You." This is seriously, we're getting into some passionate territory here. Like, we've touched on crushes. I guess we hit some passionate love songs with "Fly Me to the Moon" by Frank Sinatra, but this one's just, man. If you would die for somebody, whew. Gotta love them a lot. Actually, you know, I could make a list of people I'd die for. It wouldn't be very long, and most of them would share a last name with me, but or a middle name with me. But yeah, I don't know. Is that healthy love at that point? If you would, well, I guess it's like, yeah, it is. It's not like you're dying for somebody. It's like, I would die. I guess it's a conditional sentence. I would die for who would I die for? You know, honestly, would I have died for Prince? I might have died for Prince. Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, "I Would Die for You" by Prince. Enjoy it. Prince, "I Would Die for You." We're gonna switch it up a little bit. Now we're gonna do love not for people, but for things and places. So this next song I'm playing because I love this place, the place that it's about. This song is called "Sitting on the Dock of the Bay" by Otis Redding. Now this is kind of a weird song in terms of using it as a love song, because it's nostalgic and he's writing about where he comes from, Georgia, and how much he's missing it. And being in this weird place. So I guess this is a very, like, California specific take on this song that I like it because it's, you know, about where I'm from. So, you know, this might be nostalgic for some people, but I guess nostalgia is a kind of love as well. It's kind of a missing of the past. I don't know if that's love necessarily. Yeah, never mind. That's not love, but it's nostalgic. So, for me, it's a love song to the Bay Area, the beautiful Bay. Missing it right now as it's freezing outside, but that's okay. Regardless, it's a good song. Sitting on the dock of the bay, Otis Redding. Here we go.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Sing on the Dock of the Bay, Otis Redding. Lovely song. I can just hear the waves crashing in and out. Feel the sunshine on my face. Lovely feelings. This next song is, we're switching it up a little. Well, actually, no. It sounds very similar to the last song. We're keeping it in the soul vibes. This song is by Charles Bradley. It's called Victim of Love, which is a different take on love. It's, you know, there's something tormenting about it. It's kind of the dark side. He's a victim of love. He's at its mercy. This man is truly, as they say, down bad. So it's, you know, it's a good song. Enjoy it. It's a very fun song. It is featuring the Menahan Street Band, which are a fun listen if you want to give them the time. They're pretty cool. And they sound great on this song, so enjoy it. Victim of Love.
Of war.
your love laying beside my soul. You told me that you love me, baby. I love you, baby. I love you so doggone much.
All right. That was Victim of Love by Charles Bradley and the Manhattan Street Band. Just fun to say, Manhattan Street Band. All right, it is time for our PSA, public service announcement, coming to you from 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, let's see. I'm actually just going to make up a PSA today, because if I read it, it normally doesn't go very well. Public service announcement from Gabriel Molnar, co-signed by WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My PSA today is that it's good to tell people that you love them. Doesn't matter if they're friends, families, acquaintances, your dog maybe, you know, but you should hold a little bit of love in your heart for everybody, because it makes the world a brighter place, you know. You should even love people you don't like, because they're human too. They make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. You know, you should hold love for nature, for the opportunities that you have, the birds, the bees, all of the above. Have some love in your heart today. That's the PSA. And continue that. You know, take it with you. Spread it. Make sure that people know that they're loved, because when they do, it makes them happy. And if you really love them, it makes you happy too. Because you're happy that they're happy, and it all works out. Plus, you never know where someone is in any given day, so telling them that you love them, you know, it might brighten their mood. It might make their day. And who wouldn't want to do that for somebody? This next song we got is called Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. I play this song because it is of particular importance to my people, my family. This is my dad's kind of love song for my mom, which is a little bit weird because my mom doesn't actually have brown eyes. They're kind of green. They're really pretty eyes. They're like hazel blue. Oh, no, they're not hazel. They're like green blue. But Brown Eyed Girl, I guess, you know, reminded my dad of my mom. So here we go. Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl. Hope you like it.
Brown Eyed Girl. days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and a running, hey, hey. Skipping and a jumping. In the misty morning fog with all our hearts a thumping. And you, my brown eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la
la la la la la. That should be your song. It's a great song. Van Morrison. Also, my cousin's favorite artist, or one of them, Andreas Molnar. What a lovely guy. So this next song, we got about 10 minutes left on the clock. I'm just going to play songs that I like. We got still some love songs. This next one is it's called Sunny by Bobby Hebb. It's about the change that a man sees in his life once a woman that he loves comes into it. Everything becomes sunny, as the name would suggest. So yeah, for a sunny day, the song Sunny.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, sunny one so true.
bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you. I love you. I love
you. Sunny by Bobby Head. Lovely song. We got one more. I won't say what it is, though. It'll be a surprise. But it's by one of my favorite bands. Truly love them. Actually going to see them next month, which I'm very, very, very excited about. And it's about a lovely day. I guess I just kind of gave it away. But, you know, in the spirit of Valentine's Day, loving the people around you, loving the opportunities that you have, loving your health, loving the world, you know, I think it'll be a nice note to end on. So, without further ado, last song of the hour. Thank you all for listening, for tuning in. I'll see you all next week. It has been a fantastic time. And next week we will be returning to our regular program, which is covering a genre a week, and then looking at the evolution of that genre through different artists' music and through their stories. So if that sounds interesting, tune in 7 days. You know where to find me. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, Mondays from 2 to 3. This has been Birdbrained. Happy Valentine's Day. Love you all.
Impossible to face when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you and the world's alright with me. Oh, just one look at you and I know it's gonna be thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Spencer Walsh. Welcome to the Spencer Walsh Show. We're going to get right into it today. And we're going to start with what I always like to start with, our station identification right off of the top.
The goal, let's get it on.
Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford.